Hey, we're big and rich.
And like our fellow country music artists, we spend a lot of time on the road, performing all across this great country.
From the biggest cities to small towns dotted across the map, one thing is always true.
No matter what is going on in the world, no matter your views or political leanings,
for those few hours every night on stage, we're all one big family.
A family of love and life.
Yes, sir. A family with a common love of country music and the way it makes us feel.
And like any good family, the family of country music is one you can always count on.
And in the next hour, we're going to show you how big that family really is.
We'll talk to some of our buddies and some of the everyday heroes that selflessly put themselves in harm's way that tragic night in Las Vegas.
We'll cry together, we're gonna laugh together, and most of all, we're gonna heal together with the help of country music.
That's right.
This is Count on Country.
On Sunday night, October 1st, thousands of people gathered in Vegas for the conclusion of the Route 91 Harvest Festival.
Our brother Jason Aldean had just taken the stage, and the audience was rocking. They were enjoying life, not knowing they were about to experience a life-altering event. So this is where we will start with the story of how you can always
count on country. And over the next few minutes, 58 people were killed and more than 500 wounded.
It's unbelievably tragic, but that's not where the story ends. Count on Country is the story of everyday heroes and the music that we all lean on in good times and bad.
We're big and rich. And today, on Giving Tuesday, we're proud to band together across America on the biggest country radio stations to ask for your help.
Please donate now to the Las Vegas Victims Fund.
Sing God bless America.
We too were a part of the headlines last month.
Hours before the tragedy at the Route 91 Festival in Las Vegas, we led this most amazing audience in a sing-along of one of the greatest all-American songs of unity.
But little did Big Kenny and I realize it was that incredible spirit of patriotism that would set the tone of the hours, days, and even weeks to follow.
Amen.
We know that the country music audience are some of the greatest Americans ever. We know that.
Yeah,
we sing to
them
every single night. We know them. We know
them
by name.
We've known them for years.
We've known them our entire careers. But when you see something as tragic as what happened in Las Vegas, you really get to see what people are made of and just how great our fans actually are.
Country music has power.
We make songs that help celebrate the good, mend the broken, and give hope in an otherwise dark moment.
And for low cash, they're hopeful that their hit, I Love This Life, shines bright light for their fans.
With all the tragedies in the world right now, you know, you just got to be thankful for life. And we can only hope and pray that, like, 3.5 minutes of a song called I Love This Life maybe might cheer their spirit up
a little
bit.
Yeah, put a smile. I mean, a smile means everything.
And you know what, John? We love those guys, too.
We love low cash.
We're big and rich, and this is Count on Country.
Hey, this is Reba McEntire, and I think my message of hope that I could give out today is put a smile on your face, put love in your heart, and treat people like you want to be treated. If we have more love, peace will follow. I always said that the secret to peace is forgiveness, but you got to have a lot of love to forgive.
Brothers Osborne performed at the festival's opening night in Las Vegas.
And as you can probably imagine, have had to learn how to cope with the tragedy's aftermath.
But according to them, it was the heroism exhibited by everyday people that pushed the darkness away.
No one in this world can do it alone. There's always someone looking out for you. So just appreciate the ones that you love and the ones that you have.
It was amazing. I mean, with that tragedy, how many people had put their fear to the side and were trying to help one another? Like, that is the true sign of how much we are just complete strangers that would try to help them. I read a story of a guy that stole a truck just so he could take people to the hospital that needed help. And that is, a true sign of just our love and compassion for one another. And I think that reigns supreme.
You're seeing people get shot left and right of you, next to you, behind you, and just trying to run away from the sound. And once we got over the fence and helped a bunch of other people over the fence is when my story kind of began, and I knew I needed to do something. And
Well, that's Taylor Winston. You know, he's the Marine that made all the headlines after Route 91 tragedy.
He was the guy that commandeered a pickup truck to save innocent lives.
Yes.
You don't want to miss this amazing story of heroism and how he and his fellow survivors are banding together.
Because you know what? No matter what, you can always
count on country. Brothers and sisters, we can promise you the spirit of love has never rung louder than right now.
As we continue to hear amazing stories of everyday heroes putting their lives on the line to help complete strangers.
Like our buddy, Taylor Winston.
Yeah, man, I love him.
You might have heard about him. He's the Marine that stole a truck to take the injured to safety.
So we jumped in and drove back towards the gunfire, and fortunately a lot of other friends and unsung heroes had started setting up a makeshift medical center and applying tourniquets and stopping the bleeding and just getting everyone rounded up and pulling everyone from out of the chaos and to the street curb, to the little safety point. And that's where I was able to pick up and load pretty much to the brim as many people as possible who were critically injured.
So Taylor, what are you doing now to help people like you that are having to deal with the aftermath of this tragedy?
We've raised probably nearly over $150,000 collectively between all of us. And we're also doing mentor groups and trauma sessions in San Diego. We have an amazing therapist, her name's Shiva. She's the real deal. She treats probably some of the most gnarliest people in the military for trauma, for stuff like this, and we're fortunate to have her. And it doesn't matter if you were there or, you had someone die next to you or in your arms or anything. If you were part of it, you were affected. There's different kinds of trauma, and hopefully with time, more and more people can come talk about it and just start getting together and helping each other out, because it's far from over, unfortunately.
We're all one big happy family, y'all. And no matter what, you can always count on country.
Today on Giving Tuesday, we're harnessing the power of country radio.
Oh yeah, them broadcasting waves across Chicago.
All the way to Houston.
Seattle to Memphis.
And Detroit to Rochester.
San Diego and beyond.
To give hope and share country music story of life, love, redemption, and determination.
Amen, Brother
yes,
John.
Sir.
Here's Thomas Rhett.
Yeah, I have a couple people actually that are in my organization that were there in Vegas. My guitar tech's wife was there, and a guy in my crew was actually working for Jason that night. And so it hit home pretty hard, I think, for everybody in the country music community. Just a tough, horrible, horrible thing.
But it's that same community that is resilient, that won't back down, and no matter what, will stand up for what's right.
Just days after those 58 fans lost their lives at the Route 91 Festival in Las Vegas, Maren Morris took a stand, leveraging the power of country music to snuff out the hate that fuels these constant tragedies.
I feel like Dear Hate has always resonated with me emotionally, having been the songwriter, and it's just an emotional song. But after Route 91 and having been at the festival the night before performing, it just struck a bigger chord with me. And
it was like, why did that not go on your record? And I think that was it was because that song needed to be heard at that point in time, after the Vegas shooting. And it's amazing how music can speak to people and how music can really heal a horrible situation.
I think it being out now is really special, and I've gotten so many tweets and emails and Instagram comments about that song touching people's lives, especially after an incident hitting so close to home. So I'm glad that Dear Hate can bring a little bit of light to people's lives.
Love does conquer all. Maren Morris is donating all of the proceeds from her duet with Vince Gill to help those affected by the Route 91 tragedy. God bless Maren Morris.
We're big and rich,
and this is Count on Country.
We're celebrating the power of country music this hour.
Commercial free all across America.
Not only the power it has to help mend broken hearts, or the power it has to make a great party even better, but the power its fans have to pick up and lend a hand when someone is in need.
Please take a moment today and donate to the Las Vegas Victims Fund. It just takes a second to help so many right here in our own backyard.
Just log on to
That heart has beaten strong for generations. It's what the country lifestyle is all about, Big Kenny.
So that's why when tragedy strikes, our impact is considerably greater. Just ask Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman.
The outpouring of sympathy, individual contacts has been phenomenal, but the concerts that are ongoing or planned for the future, that is just, the only thing I wish more is that we could have those 58 back and that we could make sure that anyone who was hurt didn't have that issue. It's just, it's incomprehensible to me how impactful this has been.
You know, Big Kenny, that's what this show is really all about. It's about sharing the impact of country music and the people that hold it so dear to their hearts.
Amen, Brother John. More from Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman in just a bit.
Plus, what does Chris Jansen expect from country music? On Giving Tuesday, we're celebrating how much country fans give when the world goes sideways.
We're talking with Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman now about how our big family of fans have banded together to help heal the lives of those affected by the Route 91 tragedy.
You know, I think for those who were wounded and the families of those we lost, it will be a lifetime of healing. You never can overcome something like this. It's just a matter of getting to a point where you can move on in life, and it's just tragic. It was senseless, and it was demonic, in my opinion, and it's been a difficult time, but I think it's also been inspiring for people because they realize how everybody in this community and around the country have come together in support and in sympathy.
Las Vegas is an incredible city that isn't associated with what we saw last month. Certainly you're not letting this tragedy redefine you or the people, right?
I think your comments are just so on point. We're a bonded, strong people, and we will not be defined by the few who are full of hate and anger. These are individual perpetrators, and we just need to know that they don't define who the United States of America is, and they do not define who each one of us is. Good, law-abiding, caring, involved people who love our freedom and love this country. They will not take over who and what we are.
There's power in country music. That's why today we're harnessing the power of the biggest country radio stations in America alongside the biggest artists in country music to help heal those affected by the senseless tragedy at the Route 91 Festival in Las Vegas last month.
What is your go-to song when you've had enough of the drama in this world? Odds are it might be one of Chris Jansen's songs because his musical mission is very basic.
I think all of the base root of humanity, man, when people listen to the radio, I know for me personally, forget about life for about 3 or 4 minutes and just become it and have fun. You know, so a lot of the times that we are living in right now are depressing, and so we just try not to be that way. We try to put a positive attitude with it, and that's what we try to do with Fix a Drink, and thank God it's working.
You're listening to a very special commercial-free broadcast on Giving Tuesday.
We're big and rich, and this is Count on Country.
Our goal before this hour together is over is to provide you with an undeniable hope that no matter what happens in the news today, we're all one big country family that you can always count on.
Country music tells America's story, and what makes our fans so awesome is their ability to pull together.
Here's Garth Brooks.
You know, the coming together part, this is what I love about country music. We live together, you know, we just do. So when something like this happens, when something like Vegas happens, what you're gonna see is true character. There's a church sign that I love. It says, character is not created in crisis, it is revealed. And I think we just saw country music's character at its finest in maybe one of our darkest times. So I have all the faith in the world of country music, its audience, for the kids that play country music, and for the radio stations that spin it. We're a damn good family, and I feel lucky to be part of this, and I feel safe to be with this family. And this family needs to take care of its own and everybody outside of country music. Those people who don't like country music, you take care of them too, because we all need it.
In just a bit, we're gonna share a very simple yet awe-inspiring way country fans in San Diego came together to show unity in the days after the tragedy in Las Vegas.
Friends, we've heard amazing stories of heroism from Taylor Winston, the Marine who put his own life on the line, commandeered a truck to rescue injured fans at the Route 91 Harvest Festival.
You know, we've also heard from Mayor Goodman tell us how Vegas will not back down in the light of this tragedy, but how are just everyday people showing their support?
And welcome to John and Tammy in the morning at our human peace sign!
We are live at our human peace sign, Tammy.
It's a way for us to give back, to give our hearts, and to give our solidarity for those affected by the mass shooting in Las Vegas.
It just hurts me so much that this goes on and people have to live through their nightmares and the memories and everything, and just pulling together and help the healing for these victims is just amazing.
Some of them are venturing out into a crowd for the first time since they've been back. Coming to this event to help spread the love and the peace and the plea to stop this craziness and spread peace and love. And it's been such a wonderfully touching morning.
This is Count on Country.
That night in Las Vegas truly equalized both the country fan and the performer, John. There's not much difference between us now. What we witnessed is going to live on with everybody in these deep scars for a long time.
There's no doubt about that, Kenny, but I'll tell you this. We all have a serious responsibility to our fans, and I think Mr. Luke Bryan sums up our frustrations best.
The artists are no different than what happened to the fans. I mean, we all had a piece of our freedom stripped away from us. It's so frustrating for me because, I mean, I'm up there playing for the fans and interacting with them. And when I walk off stage, I mean, so much of my joy in life is based on what I just watched fans doing. And that's what you want. You just want fans to try to get back to where they were before this tragedy happened. And you'll never get back to 100%. People, you know, I've dealt with a lot of loss in my family, and I tell people one aspect is, you know, you will never get back to 100%. You will always be striving to get back, but certainly when it comes to live concerts and even outdoor concerts, it's just a shame that it'll always be there in our mind. I guess that's just the world we live in.
But like a lot of us, Luke's using his music as a way to give hope, in spite of the constant stream of bad news these days.
I've got a new song on my new album called Most People Are Good, and it kind of uplifts the good people out there, because I believe in my heart there still is way more good than evil. We just are seeing a lot of evil these days, and I think it's up for the good people to kind of rally and get motivated too, and understand that there's a human element out there that's positive and not as negative as these things that we're seeing on the TV.
We're big and rich, and this is Count on Country.
There's so much more hope on our website right now.
Check out videos of your favorite country artists talking about the songs that helped them heal. Incredible stories of heroism and a simple way for you to lend a helping hand.
The country music family is strong. When our backs are up against the wall, we fight harder for the things we love. We will not be broken.
Ever. Those 15 minutes were unbelievably horrific. The path of recovery is still very long, but you can always count on country, because we will not back down.
No, Brother John, we will not back down.
We're big and rich.
Thanks for joining us, y'all.
Remember, brothers and sisters.
Oh, yes.
Love everybody.